listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the truth endures forever. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here where we're just trying to bring an understanding to end time events. So again, we are excited and we are grateful and thankful for to be with you as we dive into another episode here in the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. And again, so on tomorrow, we're going to dive right into this episode, which we are calling Before the Eclipse. And so before the eclipse, we actually want to talk about exactly what do we expect to happen? We know that this eclipse is scheduled to happen on tomorrow, and it is going to hit the eastern, the eastern coast, coming up from the south along the eastern coastal states. And I'm right here in Cleveland, Ohio, and so we expect to see some things to happen. There are watch parties across the city for that 2 p.m., 4 p.m. hour, where everyone is excited about that 4.5 minute episode where the sun is darkened, the moon, the earth and the sun is aligned, and there will be darkness for 4.5 minutes. You know, my wife reminded me about a movie, and some of you may have seen it, and you might remember it, Dolores Claiborne, where Kathy Bates, or was that her actress name? Or was that a character she played? Kathy Bates. I can't remember, but the woman who, I want to say Kathy Bates is her real name, but where her father was a very abusive man, and he abused both her and her sister. And so there was this, they were planning for this watch party as well, because it was going to be during an eclipse. And so and I guess it was on their farmland somewhere in Maine. And so as the movie and the story goes, you know, the father was an abusive man, and he, like as I said, he used to beat both her and her sister. And during the eclipse, when however long that eclipse was, or 3 or 4 minutes of darkness, she planned to kill her father. And so, so many people were so busy looking up that they weren't paying attention of what was actually happening around them. Now, I say that to say this, that we're planning for this watch party and the eclipse and everything, and we're wondering, you know, what pray tell, you know, what will happen and what to expect. And I have wondered, now, does this fall anywhere in prophecy? Now, I will not say that there is a prophetic word that I can give you. Let me see here. Oh, let me hold on 1 second. I cannot say that there is a prophetic word that I can give you that prophesies eclipses before the coming of our Lord should happen. However, I do want to remind you and take you to a scripture in Matthew 24, and we talk about this a lot, but I want to read it exactly verbatim from the scripture, so it's not just me saying anything, but read it verbatim from the scripture, and then you can make whatever you want to out of it, because it's from the scripture. Now, in Matthew 24, we do know that one day the sun will darken when the Lord returns. Remember? And Luke 23 and those other portions of synoptic gospels, when Christ was on the cross, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. And when Christ was on the cross, when he hung his head, said it was finished, and he hung his head and he died up there on the cross, there was gross darkness, not for a few minutes, but for a few hours. And so when this eclipse happens on tomorrow, and again, we're talking a few minutes, like here in Cleveland, they're talking about it's probably going to be about, I think it's about, if the sky is clear enough, they're talking about it's going to be about four and a half minutes of darkness. And I've heard many clips. You can go to YouTube and other social media sites, and everyone is giving some type of utterance about, you know, what will happen during this eclipse and what will this unleash and what. And I don't think that we can make anything out of that just because we are seeing other things in Bible prophecy coming to pass. Again, in Matthew 24, you know, and I'll just pull out just a few things here in scripture. In Matthew 24, verse 6, he says, "And we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but is not the end yet." Now, we see what's happening with China and Taiwan. And so boats are now surrounding Taiwan, because there's going to come a time and a moment where they are going to attack and try and bring Taiwan under the province of China once again. And in other countries we can name. We already see what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. And that is still stemming up and still happening. So we see that, you know, the Bible prophecy is coming to pass. But to just think that now this eclipse being added to it, now what's going to happen? I've heard prophecies about, you know, locusts will be unleashed. Okay, well, let's wait and see what happens. It's funny to, you know, it's the Word of God tells us that an evil and perverse generation seeketh a sign. And so we look for signs like this to really show and prove to us that God is really in the works and in the midst. When we can go to the Bible and just simply read and see the simple examples that we are already happening, things that are already happening as a sign to what God is saying is going to happen and what's going to come to pass. Again, as we continue to read in Matthew 24, just very simply, signs, you know, signs, wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation. Remember, we told you this is a racial battle that's happening in the world today with CRT and DEI and you know, whether you're for or against all of that. That is a sign of nation rising against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. We already talked about that with China and Taiwan and other countries, North and South Korea, other countries. We said famines and pestilences. We already dealt with COVID, which was a major pestilence. a major virus that we just dealt with. Earthquakes. We just saw in Taiwan that 5-point whatever earthquake that they dealt with. The 4.8 earthquake that happened here in the States, in the Jersey, New York, Philadelphia area. They it was that wide that they felt that. We had an earthquake, almost a year ago, here in Ohio. It wasn't a 4-point ratio, I think. But, you know, so we're seeing more and more earthquakes. Now, God has given us these signs already about getting ourselves together before his coming. False prophets will rise and will deceive many. Look at all the false teaching that we're having today, you know, and all of the crazy things that we're seeing happen in our churches and what's being propagated, you know, in the pulpits across America, and not just America, but across the world. Is it because the verse 12, because the iniquity shall abound? Watch, because what is iniquity? It's a lifestyle of sin. A lifestyle of sin. Because the iniquity or the lifestyle of sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Now, we continue to read on. And verse 15, he says, When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now, this event will be so pivotal, so profound, that we will all know what is happening. This is not just something that's going to happen in Israel and Jerusalem alone, and no one else will know it. So let's keep in mind that he says, whosoever readeth, let him understand. So we need to understand that when we see the figure which will be known as the Antichrist, that's when we will know who the Antichrist is. Because the abomination of desolation will be that event when a figure will stand in the temple and then begin to denounce the sacrifices again that the Jews are now offering because they have built their third temple. We see things happening and being put into place now. They already had the furniture for the temple. The red heifers are already there. They've already did their practice as far as burning the heifer and now having to correlate the water ratio that goes along with those pounds of ashes, so then that they can be cleansed. So now to offer themselves back up to giving sacrifice again out of the book of Leviticus. But let's continue to read. He said, now when these things happen, he says, then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take up anything out of his house. In other words, so when this Antichrist is revealed, those who really believe in their Messiah, they will not receive what the Antichrist is now saying. They will reject him. And when they reject him, then great persecution will fall upon them. And we'll know. It said, those who are in Judea flee. At the time when this was written, Judea was not a well habited land which they lived and dwelled in. But now you can go there and there's cul-de-sacs. They actually are living in Judea. There are developments. I said cul-de-sacs. Developments in Judea now. It says, and woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck. So those, he says, woe to them that are nursing now. Let me drop down here because this is where I want to go. Verse 29, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and shall see the Son of Man, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from one end up from the four winds of one end of heaven to the other. Now, here is the point. We saw here, verse 29 through 31, we see that the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give her light, stars will fall from heaven. And we don't want to make the mistake of thinking that this will be a sign of God's coming. As the earth rotates and as it continues to revolution, it turns on revolution and rotates, and as the sun and the moon line up, this is another point in time where things are perfectly aligned. And that's it. That's really all that we should be making of this, because there are so many other things, other events that have to happen first before we can actually say Christ is coming back again. Again, the temple hasn't even been built yet, the third temple. They haven't even started sacrificing again yet, the Jews. So this is not going to be the time when Christ will come back, because he told us when he's coming. Now, for my brothers and sisters who believe in a pre-trib rapture, the only pre-trib that exists are those who fall asleep in the Lord. That's it. That is the only pre-trib that really exists. But other than that, as far as scripture is concerned, Christ told us when the gathering together will be. The word of God just told us when the sign of the Son of Man will be seen on the cloud, when he will come down in great glory. He just told us. So that does not happen until after the abomination of the desolation. But I'm reading from the scripture. Now, you can come up whatever it is you want to come up with, but I'm reading from the scripture. And so I would love to have a healthy conversation with my pre-trib brothers as to why do we still believe that Christ is coming before he said he would come. Nevertheless, what's most important is let's not be deceived in thinking that this eclipse is going to be a sign of Christ and his coming. But what I really want us to do is to be watchful, because with everything that is happening in the country as of late, those few minutes of darkness and everyone paying more attention to looking up. Remember, I opened this story talking about the movie Dolores Claiborne, where she kills her abusive father because everybody was so busy looking up that they didn't pay attention to what was happening right where they were. My brothers and sisters, please pay close attention to what's happening around you versus being so hungry and so thirsty to look up and you don't know what's happening around you. So I'm going to close there. Again, we are fastly approaching our 100th episode. If you have not, please share these episodes with your brothers and sisters. Let's we want to try and we'll do a better job and getting our volume up. But I need you, brothers and sisters, to share these episodes. We are going to be coming up. We're going to have some other exciting episodes coming up. We got conversations coming up. We're planning to, I won't tell you. We'll wait till we get there. But again, this is Straight Truth Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Cliff Kelly. And I want you to remember, hold on to him that is able to keep you from failing and falling. Know that we are not sinless, but we sin less because of him who became sin for us. We just celebrated that. And we thank God that we do not have to die in our sins. We'll keep watching. We'll return to you again with another episode of the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. And be holy, pray, seek God's face, and make sure that you will not hear depart from me. I'm sorry. You don't want to hear depart from me, but you want to hear well done, my good and faithful servant. God bless you. We'll see you next week.